Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, our unofficial street reporter in Jerusalem kind of gives you the upbeat of what's taking place right there. This is Hanan Naftali, and he is interviewing, asking right up front, folks, you know, the Arabs, the Jews, and asking them questions on the street. And what is the mindset of the people that are on those shops that are right there all the time? What are they thinking about this violence that's taking place? Like the Erdogan saying, you know, swamp the Temple Mount.
Swarm it. Yeah.
Swarm it. Or they're teaching children to stab Jews and they're saying the Jews are evil and they take our land. And these are grown folks now. So Hanaya Naftali is interviewing them on the street, just asking them the question. Listen to what they say and how he's able to compare to what really is. And it's like, this is in their heart to do. Let's join him now in Israel.
Okay, so I'm in the most conflicted city in Israel and probably in the world too. I'm in Jerusalem. Okay, so this is the plan. I'm going to the Christian and the Muslim quarter, going to ask Palestinians questions that no one has ever asked them before. By the way, they have no clue that I'm a pro-Israel activist or that I'm Jewish. I'm nervous. Let's see how it goes.
No.
No? So you don't believe in peace?
No, peace.
Nice to meet you, Noor. So how do you think that we can solve the Middle East problem? How Jews and Palestinians can live peacefully together?
In my opinion, they can't.
What's the problem? What is the problem in the Palestinian side, if I'm asking you as a Palestinian?
They hate Jews.
They hate Jews?
Yeah.
They must love each other and have a peace and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal savior. We must have love. If we have love, everything will be started.
That Jews and Arabs could be
no.
Like brothers?
This could be no.
No?
Because they have, from their heart, they have hate for them. They don't have a clean heart.
Jews or Arabs?
Jew.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Actually, to live together, I think, is impossible. I'm a Muslim, and my religion, okay, means this is our land, okay, and we are occupied with it from Israelis. So they have to give us our freedom and just to leave this country because it's not their land.
What is your opinion on that?
Well, you know, we are a human, and should be respecting each other. The same way we should accept Christians, we should accept Jew, you know, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, Jews, they are raising their children to hate people, to hate Palestinians.
Let me make a quick comment on that. I'm Jewish, but I was raised to respect Palestinians and to love every human being. And even more than that, as a combat medic in the IDF, I treated Palestinians because I was taught to value human life, no matter what.
The rabbis, which is the religion people in their sides, you know.
You're still not saying what is your opinion on this particular video. Let's just move on. What do you think about that? That she pulled the knife out of her purse on TV, like promoting hate towards Israelis?
Yes. She do that because they killed her son.
We were living, my father, grandfathers, living with the Jews here in Palestine, in peaceful. You ask the old Jews how they were living with the Arabs before. They were living in a good situation and in safe, more safe than Europe.
Living in good conditions? Well, I don't want to talk too much about the history before 1948, but the Palestinians were not loving.
No way to make a peace with them, you know, it's very hard. They don't need a peace, you know. Mm-hmm. They need just fighting something. They need all the land. You know, because it's our land. You know, it wasn't before Israel, yes? You mm-hmm. know that? It wasn't before Israel. It was all Palestine, one land. And they make it half-half, you know, Israel and Palestine. And they want to come to Jerusalem, you know, this is a holy place for us, you know, because, you know, the Dome of Rock, the Aqsa Mosque or something. That's why we make a fight, you know, this is something for us. It's below to us, not below yeah. to them. And they saying it's below to them. There's no way to make a peace here in Jerusalem.
Yeah. Okay, so after watching and editing all the interviews, I want to say this one thing. I did not give them a stage on my channel because I want to promote their opinions. I gave them a stage because I want you to see how many of them are brainwashed. Of course, not all of them. Some say that they love Jews and they want peace. Those brainwashed Palestinians that I have interviewed, they are not the only ones to have these kind of opinions. Most people around the world have similar opinions against Israel and against Jews. Therefore, it is so important that you join us and share the truth about Israel on social media. And also, I want to thank you so much for all your support and love for Israel. This is so, so important and helpful for the state of Israel. So, I salute you. Remain in God. Love you.
That's Naftali. That's an unofficial reporter,
yes.
Messianic Jewish on the field reporter as he's going out and asking the questions.
Yes.
And if you've been to Israel, you go through the Arab quarters, you go through the Christian quarters, and those are the ones he's talking to.
Yeah.
So people buy souvenirs from these guys and they're saying, listen, I think that it's okay for her to pull a knife out of her bra and try to stab someone because
crazy.
Yeah, we own the it doesn't even faze them
no.
that this kind of violence is going on. At the same time you have Erdogan, the president of Turkey, who looks like he's positioning himself for a caliphate would be the enemy of anybody who's not Islamic, unless you want to be a servant and a slave and pay jizya tax
right.
to the caliphate. And so I just appreciate Naftali being our unofficial reporter of being what's taking place right now in Jerusalem, because he was part of the IDF, a soldier, and he helped, and he can't understand why there's so much hate. And we love Israel. You know, we love Jesus, just like Naftali, and we want to support him, and we're going to have him on quite often.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.